Ohio is also a state that we'll be watching closely in November. And Andrew Kohut of the Pew Research Center is poring over the exit polls from Ohio and joins us now to talk about the voting patterns that are emerging. First of all, what do we see in terms of how strong a night this is for Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum, according to the exit poll?
Well, it looks to be a pretty close race in terms of the popular vote, if this exit poll is accurate. One thing we do see in Romney's favor is the momentum seeming to go his way. Among the 27% of the people who said they decided in the last few days, he leads 45% to 34% in this exit poll. Among people who decided earlier, it's a more even division, 40% for Romney, 36% for Santorum. So there seems to be a little bit of momentum in Romney's direction. A lot of the patterns, Robert, that we see here, we've seen in other states when Romney faced up against Santorum or faced up with whoever the non-Romney was in that particular pace. Romney does pretty well among senior voters, 51 to 30% margin. But among the middle-aged vote, it's more evenly divided. And of course, when you get to younger voters, and there aren't that many of them in Ohio. Ron Paul takes a fair amount of them, and Romney comes in third. The clear pattern that's evident in every race we've seen is a class divide. Among college graduates, 45% said they were backing Romney, 33% Santorum. Among the non-college voters, 36 to 38%. We see the same thing with respect to income. Among the people earning more than $100,000 or more, 49 to 31 in the Romney direction. And as we go down the income scale, it gets to be a much more even division of the vote.
White evangelical Protestants?
White evangelical Protestants, 45% of them in this state. They voted for Santorum, 45% to 35% over Romney.
That's a very strong group.
Very strong group for Santorum. Also, the people who say that they're very conservative, 48% to 33% over Romney. And as you go down the scale and get to more moderate people, among the moderate liberals, a small number there, Romney has a 49 to 31% lead. So we have class, we have ideology, we have religion mattering, people who say that religion is most important to them, 49% for Santorum, 24% for Romney.
So the exit polls right now show Romney leading by a few points, or about 3 or 4 point lead according to the exit polls.
Yeah, but I don't think you can bank on early exit polls as a predictor. But
if somebody had amnesia and tuned in, they might think we're in Michigan.
That's right. And not only in Michigan, in other places where, if you look at the pattern of the vote, which of course interests me, it's very, very,
very
typical
similar
of what we've seen. With Romney winning the percentage of people who say that electability is the most important thing by an overwhelming 56 to 27. The second most important characteristic people said was moral character. And here Santorum wins by 59 to 17.
Andy Kohut of the Pew Research Center. Thanks.
You're welcome.
And just to recap, the Associated Press is projecting that Mitt Romney has won the primaries in Vermont and Virginia. Newt Gingrich has won in his home state of Georgia. And we are awaiting the results from Ohio and the rest of the states that voted today on Super Tuesday. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.